Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So I got to tell you, I'm still stuck on the. I am really still stuck on the Mike Pence thing. It's you know, brilliant. You know, at the end of it, you know, Mike Pence. You know, I'm sure he didn't mean to make me happy by saying, you know, that.
We're not going to let Joe Biden and Kamala Harris cut America's meat.
No, we're not. We're not going to let America. We're not going to let Kamala Harris and Joe Biden cut our meat. And here to talk about saving the meat, I've asked our good friend, actor, comedian, and co-host of the Two in the Bush podcast, Tom Arnold, to come talk with us. Tom, thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you for having me. You're a hero. You're doing God's work out there. You know, I don't know if you heard my son, but I just ordered 2 steaks, and he ordered 5 orders of pigs in a blanket from Craig's here. You know, the waiters, you know, these guys are all out of work here, so they deliver them and then to the house, and then we take care of everybody. And I always over-order my food because to support these guys,
sure,
and because I eat like a pig. And, you know, I grew up in Iowa. And I worked at a meatpacking plant for 3 years, and I got to support these guys because, you know, Postmates, they take a big chunk of the money, and the restaurants, the people that work in-house there don't necessarily get it. I love Postmates, but you got to either drive up to the restaurant and have them run it out to your car, for the guys, that men and women that work in there, to get it. But anyway, it's great. No, Kamala and Joe Biden are not going to take away your damn meat.
Are you sure?
And just a rule of thumb, anything that Donald Trump says is a good idea or he's doing it for real Americans is a terrible idea, and it's going to take things away from working class Americans and give it to his giant billionaire friends. It's a lie. The post office thing is bull crap. It's a lie, he's doing it. Everything he's doing now is to win the election. Jared and Ivanka going to Colorado to meet with Kanye West last week was to get him to run for a president to take votes away from Joe Biden. It's horrible. It's illegal. You know, he has mental health issues. His wife, you know, allegedly they're friends. And Kim Kardashian came public and said, "My husband has mental health issues. Please respect that." And Jared Kushner, who's allegedly friends with them, as is allegedly Donald Trump and Ivanka, they flew and met this guy in Colorado, and their lawyers are helping him get on the ballot in all these states to take votes away from Joe Biden. I don't think there's ever been anything, maybe in the old days in Chicago with Mayor Daley and those guys, but this is the worst of the worst. So anything Trump says from here on, it's a lie, and it's so he wins the damn election. And his family is the same. And Jared Kushner is a criminal. I just saw where my friend Eric Swalwell says that he's excited because after the election, he wants to form a presidential crime commission and get all a bunch of great prosecutors together to lock these guys up. But for now, we got to vote.
Absolutely.
And the thing at the post office is to stop some voting, but you know what? We're going to fight this, and then we're going to put masks on like we do when we go to the grocery or wherever, and then we're going to go vote. And they're going to try to stop us from voting, and we're going to do our best with this post office stuff and this early voting stuff. But then if we have to light up down there like we're going to war, we're going to light up down there. And the Russians are going to stop. They're going to do their shenanigans. Trump's going to cheat. And then we're going to have twice as many people vote. And we're going to do whatever it takes to get him out of office. Because that's the American way. We're going to get him out of office. And then we're going to get his enablers and Mike Pence and Mike, the Secretary of State, whatever that guy is. All these guys. We have a list. All of them have to go. And the people that go on TV, Chris Christie, that knows better. And he goes on whatever channel he goes on. And that channel, even though it's a liberal channel, to have those guys on that are complicit and they know what's going on and they know it hurts America, when they go on the talk show, they're the talk show, MSNBC or whatever, they have these guys on that know better because they're talking heads. That's bullshit right now because the country, people are dying. So we don't need to have both sides. There's one side. And otherwise, they're lying. Well, we're going to give Trump's POV. Bullshit. It's a lie. And people are dying. And, well, anyway, you know that.
No, no. I mean, here's the thing. And as you're reeling through this, this sounds like a bad Jack Abramoff 1980s Russian conspiracy movie of bringing down the country. But the sad reality is the star right now is the guy who's sitting in our Oval Office.
Yeah, well, it's worse than that because it's never been like this. You've never had somebody, everyone around. First of all, they're do this much lying. We don't realize how bad it is. That it's so different than anything else. And it's 3.5 years. It's shocking how different it is, and we don't even know, Rick. When he gets out of office, you'll find out. And
let me stop you there because I just had this conversation. In fact, we're going to talk about it a little later in the show. This idea that, every president has forgiven the sins of the past one. I mean, you had Gerald Ford who pardoned Nixon. You had Clinton who, basically forgot everything that Reagan and Bush did. Oh, that's in the past. And you had Obama who allowed all those Wall Street criminals to walk where they should have been perp walked right into court and held accountable. What makes us think Joe Biden's and a Biden administration would do any different to hold these criminals accountable?
Well, it's not Joe Biden. It's the scum that's around Trump. You have to understand there's people that get in office. They say, first of all, there hasn't been this many low level criminals involved with the government. And number two, it's those guys. They will turn on each other. It'll be much easier. Joe Biden will get in office and Kamala, first of all, she's a prosecutor. And so, but they'll get in office and they'll say, what is the best thing for America? That's what always happens. Gerald Ford, it happened. All these other guys, Obama said, we got the economy. I got to rebuild this. Do I have time to do all this? And, the way it's set up. But with Trump, they're all snakes. So they're going to get out there and start turning on each other and force the hand. And Ivanka is going to turn on her dad. And you don't think Jared Kushner's not going to turn on his father-in-law? His own dad. They're going to turn on each other. They're all going to write books. They're all going to go for it and go because they want to save their own asses. Yeah. It's not nobody has any class. Dick Cheney's not going to go, it's W's fault. And they're not going to, Rumsfeld, those guys didn't turn on each other because they're evil. But those guys are like, I'm going to take this shit to the grave. These Trump people are so low level. And they're like, I want to get another job. And so what I'm going to do, Mike Pence is going to do it too. He's like, hey, oh, wait a minute. I was doing all this to save my country. Oh, I knew Trump was a monster. No, and they're all going to do it. And Lindsey Graham's going to do it. And they're going to say, oh, yeah, I knew it was crazy. But that's how the people around Trump are. They always turn.
Okay.
And he always hurt. And he threatens him. He says, I'm going to pardon you. But he's not going to be able to pardon him because he's not going to be the president anymore. He's going to have no power. And then you're going to see what all this bullshit is.
No, I'm hoping rats all jump ship. I'm fascinated with the idea, though. And we got to mark this on the calendar because you're saying Ivanka's going to turn on daddy. I don't have any question that Kushner would stab them all in the back. But Ivanka turning on daddy? Wow.
Well, they're already like, listen, we got to go back to New York, man. We want to be socialites. We got to do something. They're already sort of prepared. You can tell with some of the journalists, they leak little things out. It's up, but they aren't going to be able to go back to New York. They are not. And, Charlie Kushner is saying things to defend his son. He went to prison already, Jared Kushner's dad, because he set up his own brother with prostitutes and filmed it. These guys are scumbags, man. And they also know how to work the system. He got out of prison because he pretended he was an alcoholic. His son, Jared Kushner, flew down every weekend to that white-collar prison in New Orleans, by in Louisiana. He still calls his dad daddy. That guy has skin about that thin. He's going to give up everybody. And he has brothers and sisters. They're already planning, this shit's getting real. you know, and they want to keep some of their money. It's bullshit.
So do you think we're going to have a commission that's going to look into this and do the perp walks I want to see?
Oh my God, are you kidding me? Yes.
Okay.
You know, I mean, he is 100%. My thing is get Joe Biden and Kamala Harris elected.
Step one,
cut the head off the stake. Don't worry about anything else. Get Trump out of there. That's number one. And then the cards will fall. Get him elected. Vote. Everybody vote. Deal with each of these things as it goes. Well, yeah, he is the post office. You know, you were like being analytical. You're like, well, you know, the post office has some issues, whatever. Bullshit. Everything right now, stay on him. Point out, you're trying to shut down the post office so you get elected. This is bullshit. Don't go, you know, you what? The post office does have some issues. Fuck that. Apartment language. You know what? Bullshit. That's not even, post office is perfect. Screw you, Donald Trump. We know what you're doing. Just go straight ahead because they are perfect. Go straight ahead. We need the post office. We'll talk about it after November 3rd if they've got any issues. Give the money. Go for it. The elections. By the way, why are we protecting our from Russia? They are doing, well, let's protect our elections. Let's put that money in. You guys haven't done it. We know you're going to cheat. Let's go ahead. We're going to do all this stuff. Well, this is what we're going to do. We're not going to listen to you. We're not going to go, Democrats, here's what we always do. You know what? We have made mistakes. Yeah, we got to look at ourselves. You know what? Sometimes we cheat. So we got to. That's what the problem is with this. That's how Trump got elected. Because we're like, oh, yeah, he has all these sexual, legitimate, credible cases of women coming forward saying, he sexually harassed me. He sexually assaulted me. And then they're like, wait a minute. Well, when I was in high school, I did put my penis in a hot dog bun. Screw that. That's how we allow guys to do this. Oh, I cheated on my taxes once. Yeah, he's a monster. Well, you know, yeah, I got sued once at the homeowners association. I didn't mow my yard once. Well, he didn't let black people live in his buildings. Okay, well, I can kind of see, you know, that's how you let it slide. But when it adds up and it's everything and it's always, and he lies about everything always. And now look at us. And look at he's full on racist. He's full on white supremacist. He's full on. And now we're like, well, you can't really call him racist. Can't say lies. It's full on. It's us versus them. He doesn't like unions. He doesn't like Israel. I am Jewish. He brings, you know, those white evangelicals to the, when they moved the Jerusalem, you know, the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. White evangelicals believe that the rapture and when the whatever, you know,
the spaceship will come down.
And guess what happens to the Jews? We get incinerated. It's not a good ending. So everything is BS. First of all, Trump knows nothing. He doesn't know anything. He's never read the Bible. He's never read the Iran deal. He's never read the Constitution. You know, he is a, you know, so we just have to call bullshit on everything and just keep doing it and get him out there. He's a liar. He's a crook. He's a criminal. Got to go. And everybody that says I'm supporting him because what? Bullshit on them too.
Okay.
And they are racist.
But
that supports him right now is a racist, liar, criminal, and does not care about this country. And those senators that went to Moscow on the 4th of July, the Ron Johnson, they're spewing the propaganda that Putin wrote for them. He literally wrote, our own Trump's intelligence people said they are doing that. They're idiots. They're idiots. And we did the U.S. Senate. Man, what a man. You dream of one day when you're a school kid in Iowa. Man, what would it be like to be a United States senator? And they're a bunch of morons, just like Trump. So anyway, that's it, Rick.
There you go. So I know Donald Trump did hold the Bible once upside down, but he did hold the Bible once.
Yeah,
in his defense.
Man. I know enough about that. One of the Bibles, you know, a Jewish, you know, Bible 1.0 is right on. You know, I know enough about it. You know, but the Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen.
This is where I was going to go next. And thank you for the really, you know, smooth segue into that. Your buddy Michael Cohen, who you got kind of on and off kind of thing going. New book. They're going to let him put it out, and good for him. He used his time in jail wisely, and now we find out that Donald Trump may have been someone who enjoyed a golden shower occasionally.
Well, that was a little surprising. Let me say something about my other friend Jerry Falwell Jr. And you can Google this. A couple year, year and a half ago, Michael Cohen helped me with this because I kept saying, why would Jerry Falwell Jr., an alleged Christian born again with that University Liberty, suddenly start supporting Donald Trump at the Iowa caucuses in January of 2016? He was supporting Ted Cruz, who by all accounts, Ted Cruz's father was an evangelical preacher, like a legitimate preacher who may or may not have assassinated JFK, according to Donald Trump, but he was the real deal. And he had a very nice family, Ted Cruz. And he probably had never raw-dogged prostitutes like Donald Trump while his wife was pregnant. So he was legitimate. And Jerry Falwell was supporting him. And then suddenly he changed his support to support Donald Trump, who he said was the closest person to Jesus on the Republican ticket. And I was like, why did that happen? And then Michael Cohen told me on a recording that I recorded with or without his knowledge, whichever's the legal one, and you can hear that recording, if you go on the internet. He said, Michael Cohen had helped fix a situation with Jerry Falwell and a pool boy and some naked pictures, which, you do that with your buddies. And he saved one picture. And I said, I got to see that. I got to see those pictures, that picture. And he'd done that a lot of things with Trump affiliates. And he had that picture. And Jerry Falwell knew he still had that picture. And, this opened up a can of worms. I said, I got to see the picture with the pool boy, Giancarlo Grande, met Trump at the Liberty University. And you can see that in the New York Times, the moment they met. And with Jerry Falwell. Anyway, it's a beautiful story. But that was the moment that Jerry Falwell Jr. went, as a matter of fact, I'm going to support Donald Trump. And that's just good. That's good. That's Michael Cohen really working it and being a good lawyer.
Being a good fixer. No, that's not being a good lawyer.
No. So this week, another picture came out of Jerry Falwell. And there's a show called The Trailer Park Boys, which is a great TV show. And I've been on it. I've done episodes of it, and it's a great TV show. I'm very close to the actors. Bubbles, Mike Smith, a good friend of mine. If you know the show and you love it, then you're cool. And Jerry Falwell Jr. on his yacht had a Trailer Park Boys party. And they were dressed up as characters, and someone took a picture and put it on their Instagram account of him as one of the characters. He had a zipper down just a little bit. It was not – and the lady was pregnant, and it wasn't a bad picture. He explained it away right away. Like she was pregnant. She had her zipper down a little bit. I was a little fat. It could have been fine with the board, except for that bunch of other pictures with the pool boy and then his wife was hooking up this other pool boy. The body of work that I had produced, I felt made it so much. Plus he called the FBI on me and other people. You can't call law enforcement on people. Anyway, he got removed from his university this week.
Yeah, that's he's amazing. Gone.
So then Michael Cohen, when he's in prison,
glad we got there.
We spoke a lot. We had cell phones. He probably had a cell phone. I guess he did too.
And I got to guess you were part of the smuggling of that.
I didn't know you could do that, but I guess it has to be legal if we did it. We had several because they kept taking his away. And I helped him with material and research, but he has a book, and they tried to make it so he couldn't write the book. And he held his ground, and he'd already written it. And they put him in the hole again out of prison, and he fought it. And it's a very good book. And I said, if you're going to write a book, you got to put it out there. Because if you're Trump's lawyer for 10 years, you know everything. You know about the kids. And when he testified in front of Congress, he was great. Better than anybody that ever used to work for Trump. But I felt like he still held some stuff close to his vest. And before November 3rd, we need it all. You can't hold anything back. You're either with us or you're with them. You're either a good guy or you're a bad guy. And he had sacrificed a lot, but we need it all.
Right.
Everybody needs to keep throwing it. There's no one thing But we need it all. Trump certainly trying to build Barr, and there's a lot of – the forward is excellent. I'm sure he had a ghostwriter. But, no, he did a great job. And then the golden shower thing is, you know, I know what that is. And, man, he's, you know, he was always like, Tommy, why do you, you know, you're getting me all this trouble. You're tweeting at Trump, and I get thrown back in the hole. And I kept saying, well, why do I have so much power as a citizen? And why is the president reading my tweets? I said, that you're lucky because you got the, he was coming out, and I tweeted something about his book. He was getting out, and then Trump saw it, and it had Bill Barr call them and put him back in the hole. I said, that's going to make your book better.
Yep.
That's making you look like more of a badass. And he did. So, and then I called the congressman we work with and said, hey, get those Department of Justice, the paperwork for his book. Anyway, so we'll see. I mean, you know, he's going for it. And, you know, there surely are some really, he's got 100 tapes of Trump. He played one. Surely there's going to be some things in there that's going to at least post-presidency take, you know, do. We just got to get him unelected. But right now the kids are, no matter what, the kids could be called into court now. And that's the thing. You got to get these kids arrested. And since he was in New York State jail, he was able, New York State, the attorney general there, was able to come up and visit him and do all this tax stuff, state taxes, because, you know, you can't pardon the kids in New York State. He can only pardon federal crimes, right, including Donald Trump.
Correct.
Mike Pence cannot pardon, if Donald Trump resigned tomorrow and Mike Pence became president, that he could not pardon Donald Trump. If on November 2nd, Donald Trump said, oh, it's going to be a massive landslide, I resign, Mike Pence is president, pardon me, he couldn't pardon him from state crime. So there's all kinds of scenarios. I still think there's a chance Donald Trump resigns before November 3rd. So
we'll, all right, we'll make sure we keep an eye on the – I've said from the beginning I don't see any scenario where he resigns. But, yeah, I guess we can stick to that. Lastly, I understand you have a problem with Van Jones.
Well, first of all, Van Jones – you know, I saw him out there giving his opinion of Kamala and Joe Biden. He's like, yeah, I really give my thumbs up. You know, it's bullshit. Van Jones is friends with the Kushners. And Ivanka and the Kushners, he talks to them. And he's like, well, we got prison reform done. Sometimes you have to be halfway. The specious argument, the prison reform they got done was, you know, this small thing that Barack Obama tried to get done for years. But because the Republicans are a-holes, they would not allow him to get it done. And it's – I don't trust him. If he came on tonight and said Kushner and Ivanka were in Colorado trying to get a mentally ill Kanye to run against to take votes away from Joe Biden, I am outraged. I that is a crime, number one, a campaign. And I will not – I want to get him on the phone right now, live on the air, and ask him what the hell is going on. They're my friends. It's disgusting. Donald Trump is a racist. He's never done that. He's like, I am friends. I am hip with these guys. And so you cannot be that. Because then you go on, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm cool with these guys. Because Jared Kushner is not cool with him. Because he is black. And his dad is a racist. And he will do anything to get Donald Trump, his father-in-law, elected, including using Van Jones. That's what he is doing. He is a monster. And Van Jones is a patsy. They use him. They go, we'll do this prison reform, little tiny thing to show, hey, how can Donald Trump be racist? Van Jones is on TV talking about how awesome he is. Well, that's bullshit. And that's how he just used him. So there you go, little prison. They aren't even, it's not even enacted. What's it doing? I did prison reform. I've done more for the African-American black people, that Donald Trump says, than anybody in history, including Martin Luther King. Or, you know, I am better than, just check it out. You know that. Because Van Jones went on CNN and said so. It's bullshit.
Yeah, isn't it amazing how everything Trump does is the most incredible ever? Nobody ever believed he could get it done. It's kind of like his tell, isn't it?
He's a, well, he lies every time he opens his mouth. Literally.
So that's his tell, then.
You have to stop him. Go, no, that's not true. You are lying. You are lying. And they go to his son-in-law. He's lying, and you're enabling him. And that's what you're doing, and you're doing. And now you're doing. And, you know, it used to be, well, politics is a tough game. You know, people did shit. They to support their candidate. Well, it's political. This isn't political. This is, everything is at stake for our country. And if you're ignoring it because it's too much, because people can't take it, that you're on TV, this guy's too much. Well, that's one thing. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's not like any other time. You know, it's not political. This is a crisis. Because if this goes, and it affects my children, because it's the truth is important. And people are dying from COVID. He said science is out. He's got his cult of believers. It's insane. It's gonna get worse if we don't fix it. He doesn't care about workers. He'll put people in meat packing plants. And go, America needs this meat. Don't, you know? It's like the owners of these factories. Like they care. Well, forget OSHA. We don't need that anymore. Guys, get in there. Mostly immigrants. Get in there. We don't care. Work side by side. Get your arms cut off and COVID. But we'll test you later. The fact that we don't have universal testing, instant testing in this country, is embarrassing. It's embarrassing that we haven't set this up. He's like, oh, no, the states. I don't know what they're doing. The lack of leadership, which is, you know, it's embarrassing. America has gone right down the crapper. Because of Donald Trump. He's never taken responsibility for anything. Casinos, he's like, oh, I got to get out. You need a damn leader. You need a leader when you have a union, and you need a leader, anything. In a business, you know, the best case scenario is when the business has a leader and the union has a leader. That's the only way you solve anything. And I know that from the damn Hormel meat package strike that went on for years. You know, they have to both be good.
Absolutely.
It's like a divorce. It's like a divorce. If she has a crappy lawyer and you have a great lawyer, then you're probably going to end up paying a lot of money because that guy's an idiot. But if both lawyers are good, they make their money, and then they're like, it's time to settle because Tom is broke. Okay. But if one of them's an idiot, it's a shit storm, Rick.
There you go.
Shit storm.
It sounds like you speak from personal experience, Tom.
I do. I do.
Love you, man. I appreciate the time. Folks want to check out more of your ranting. The Two in the Bush podcast. Fantastic
the
stuff.
The funny show. It's funny. I do it with Sasha Boggs, who's my live-in assistant. She's 30. She's a very funny comedian. She's great with my kids. We live together because of COVID. She's hilarious. And I do rant once in a while, but she's hilarious. And that's about our life together, quarantined. And she's hilarious. We talk about everything, Rick. I had to straighten her out about Willie Nelson, her and my kids. My kids are 7 and 4. And they told me I was singing on the road again on the way back from Big Bear yesterday. And they told me to shut up. And I said, and they gave me the whole thing about how great he is as an artist, but also, you know, what he does for society. And she put it up on the internet. And I read, you know, I had to straighten her out. She doesn't know the history of this man. The human rights, what all he's done, and here to my kids. I straightened him out. I love you, Rick. Keep doing what you're doing.
Good stuff. Appreciate it, Tom. Thanks so much. As always, good stuff. Again, the podcast, Two in the Bush. Make sure you check that out with Tom Arnold and his assistants. Always, always fun talking with Tom. Always a joyride. Anyway, if you missed any of the program so far, the ricksmithshow.com. That's where you go to get the podcast. Quick break right back after this. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.